With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The premier reinforces Cayman's commitment to, quote, strong insurance supervision and international regulatory cooperation during the National Association of Insurance Commissioners summer national meeting in Ohio. The meeting covered developments in the insurance and reinsurance sectors, cross-border regulatory cooperation, and Cayman's recently submitted application for qualified jurisdiction status.
We are focused on ensuring that Cayman's reinsurance industry continues to develop within a strong and credible regulatory framework.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says a well-regulated reinsurance sector complements Cayman's existing sterling financial services strengths, supports economic growth, and in turn, quote, creates new career opportunities for young Caymanians.
Pursuing qualified jurisdiction status will help Cayman continue to mature in this area while demonstrating our commitment to high supervisory standards.
The QJS designation will enable eligible Cayman Islands reinsurers to operate in the U.S. market under reduced collateral requirements, subject to, quote, applicable regulatory conditions. According to the Financial Times, on Thursday, Caribbean Utilities Company announced the closing of a record U.S. $160 million private placement of senior unsecured notes with institutional investors to, quote, support grid modernization, resilience, and sustainable growth. The transaction consists of $70 million U.S. dollars of 6.09% senior unsecured notes that will mature in 2041, $30 million U.S. dollars of 6.34% senior unsecured green notes that will mature in 2051, and $60 million U.S. dollars of 6.24% senior unsecured notes that will mature in 2042. The Financial Times reports the financing consists of an initial drawdown of $100 million U.S. dollars that took place on Thursday and $60 million in a delayed draw facility available in May of next year. Of the initial funding, $30 million will be issued as green notes under the company's green financing framework. The report says proceeds will be used to repay short-term indebtedness and fund CUC's multi-year capital investment program focused on grid modernization, system resiliency, grid hardening, and low-carbon transportation initiatives. A wanted man is behind bars today. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says on Thursday, officers located and arrested 26-year-old Timothy McLean. He was reportedly wanted in relation to multiple burglary incidents. He remains in custody. In regional news, Panama Canal's operator is to cut the number of vessels passing through the key waterway due to low rainfall caused by El Nino. The Panama Canal Authority told shipping firms on Thursday that 32 vessels a day will be able to pass through it from September 15th, compared to 36 currently. The ACP said the measures were being put in place to preserve service reliability and safeguard water resources for human consumption. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Meteorologists have warned that a developing El Nino weather system could become the largest on record. The experts say temperatures in the Pacific Ocean could climb more than 3 degrees above normal. For the first time in a decade, India is importing sugar to rein in local prices. India is the world's second largest sugar producer, but reduced rainfall due to El Nino has affected supplies. The UN's senior Ebola coordinator has warned that the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is growing exponentially. He said half of the 2,500 deaths were recorded in the past 20 days. The US has deported the first group of people to Haiti since the government won a legal case ending their temporary protected status. They were taken to Cap-Haïtien because the capital, Port-au-Prince, is considered too dangerous. The president of the International Criminal Court has said the recent U.S. sanctions against her came as no surprise. Tomoko Akani said it was important, however, that they don't become the beginning of the demise of the international rule of law. BBC News.